You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get ready, Ohio. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is coming to the Buckeye State. And to kick things off, you can get started with $100 in free bets as an early sign-up bonus. Plus, when you sign up today with promo code OHIOFD, you'll be all set when FanDuel goes live in Ohio. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports with $100 in free bets. Just download FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Ohio, this is your chance to get in on the action. Join today with promo code OHIOFD. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or older and present in Ohio. Bonus issued in non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after FanDuel accepts its first real money sports wager in Ohio, 1-1-23. Unique user identity verification required. Offer ends on the go live date. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated, and right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry, before they're all gone.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick joining you to talk about another component of the draft. And we talked about this a little bit on draft night, but Guy joining me with some interesting statistics, as he does weekly during this during the season. And that's Dan Rees, my partner on By the Numbers. Dan, how are you doing?
Doing great. How about you, Ken?
No complaints at all. So kind of set this up for us in terms of large schools and how they dominated the draft this year.
Yeah, so one of the kind of the topics that was discussed this year was how, you know, the limited number of college games played last year would impact the draft, you know, the number of games that the people could watch, or, and, you know, they didn't have the combine. So there were all sorts of factors limiting the information about the prospects. And there was a lot of discussion that we had around whether that would help or hurt or kind of be neutral for the Ravens, specifically as it related to Eric DaCosta and his, you know, his past history of you know, showing his strength with small schools. You know, so we kind of predicted that, you know, along with many other people, you know, that that there would be a larger number of big schools throughout the draft. And, you know, we had hoped that the Ravens would be able to take advantage and find some gems. So I think, you know, looking back on that, some things lined up and some things didn't with what we predicted. So
I guess the first thing we look at is the dominance of the Power Five, not wholly unexpected, as you said, but the Power Five, of course, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC. So by far the dominant colleges in college football, and a couple major independents you'd include with that as well, right?
Yeah. So in addition to those five conferences you named, I also included Notre Dame and BYU, which are, you know, more or less the equivalent of those Power Five conferences. Mm-hmm. They're included in the so I would include them in the bucket that I'm going to call refer to as Power Five. Just kind of wanted to step back a little bit to give some people some information about the number of teams in college, just for those that, you know, may not know all the details. Division One college teams are split into two subdivisions called the FBS and FCS. There are 130 D1 FBS teams. That's kind of like tier one. Mm-hmm. And 127 FCS teams. So the Power Five make up 66 teams, which is half of that tier one FBS teams. So
okay, so the FBS teams, they're the bowl teams. The way I always remember that is, yep, those are the teams who are playing for that championship bowl series at the end of the year. They're not, I guess some of the small schools may have their own set of bowls down there, but they also play a playoff system down there as well, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure if they're not eligible for bowls or just for the championship bowl. I'm not positive on that, but I know the FBS is the bowl subdivision, and then that goes towards the, you know, the larger national championship. Okay. The second tier that we looked at is often called the Group of Five. That's kind of made up of the five other conferences in the FBS. That's the American Conference USA, Mid-Atlantic, called the MAC, Mountain West, and the Sun Belt. So that makes up 59 teams. So that's going to be referred throughout the podcast as the Group of Five.
So between those two, we're up to 125, if I've been counting correctly, right? And then there, yep, are five major independent schools that are kind of in the rank of at least one of these two.
Yeah, so there's five. Well, there's Notre Dame and BYU that are independent but big. So we included those in the Power Five. And then there are five others that are independent and small. So I've lumped them in into the other category that includes FCS and also Division II. Those five small ones are UConn, UMass, Army, Liberty, and New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. So we've got three groups, the Power Five, which is half of the Tier One, Group of Five, which is basically the other half of the Tier One, and then the other, which is some leftover or some pieces of Tier One, all of Tier Two, and all of Division Two teams.
And there's no reason why a Group of Five team cannot compete in the national championship series. They're not excluded from that, but you can often go undefeated in one of those conferences. I think Cincinnati might have been close this year, but a team from there still may not qualify for one of the big bowls.
Yeah, you know, it's just the level of competition. You're often playing within a lot of games within your conference, and they may not have the average, you know, the average team in that conference just is likely not as good. So with the equation that sets the big bowl and the capital championship and large bowls, it's just they have a difficult time rising in the ranks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the 2021, the draft then in particular, and maybe compare it to some past drafts.
Yeah, so I took a look at the 2021 and then the 5 years prior, so 2016 through 2020. In the 5 years prior, the Power Five made up 75% of the draft picks. And the Group of Five made up 17% of the draft picks, leaving 8% from the other category. When you compare that to 2021, it was 83% Power Five. So an increase from 75 to 83. Mm-hmm. And then Group of Five went down from 17% to 13%, about a 25% drop. And then the other group went down from 8% to 4%, so cut it in half. So a significant drop, 4% drop for both the Group of Five and the other, but as a percentage, that's, you know, a much more significant drop for the other group.
About half of their draft picks went away, obviously. Now, there is a difference between those two, because the Group of Five, by and large, played their seasons. Now, they had canceled games. There were a lot of games lost to COVID, but the Group of Five largely got their seasons in. The other conferences, the FCS teams, let me make sure I have that correct. Yes, the FCS teams, they largely played a very short schedule, often 0-1 or 2 games in the fall, came back and maybe played some games in the spring to finish up. And then, of course, the draftees weren't playing in the spring.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it kind of lines up with kind of what we were expecting. Some decrease in Group of Five due to the limited games, and a significant group or decrease for the other teams. So.
Yeah, so I see that only 1 in 25 picks this year was from the other conferences. I would have really thought that DaCosta would have taken advantage of that for the Ravens in particular, and found the value among those overlooked guys who didn't play largely in the fall, and find some guys that were of real value.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because we had talked about that pre-draft and during the draft, but when I look back at it, it actually ends up that since DaCosta took over the GM in 2019, he actually hasn't drafted a single person from the other group. He's had 26 draft picks, 23 were from the Power Five, and 3 were from the Group of Five. So that's over 88% from the Power Five. So that's, that's significant compared to the 75% and the 83% we were seeing across the NFL. So, very heavy on the Power Five since DaCosta.
Okay, so the complaint about Ozzy always took an Alabama guy and took plenty of other major conference guys too. If we look back at the 2018 draft, which was Ozzy's last, of course, and was an absolutely marvelous draft top to bottom with 9 guys now with starting roles in the NFL around the league. It's just incredible out of 12 picks. The last 2 picks of that draft, I always referred to as not the last 2 picks of the Ozzy era, but the first 2 picks of the DaCosta era, because both of them were small school picks. Gregory Sinat in the 6th round out of Wagner, and in the 7th round, Zach Seeler out of Ferris State, I believe. I always want to call it Bueller State, but I know it's not that.
Yep, it's Ferris State. Yep.
Yeah.
So winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Even though he has not seen fit to pick a small school guy in the 26 picks since, I think the conventional wisdom is that he had an awful big hand in picking small schools picks during Ozzie's tenure that included Brandon Williams and Ladarius Webb and Matthew Judon as big names out of that group.
Right. And I'm not, you know, and by no means am I suggesting that, you know, he is no longer looking at the small schools or anything like that. It was just an interesting piece of, you know, anecdotal piece of information that I saw. You know, 3 years is a very small, small sample size to make any sort of statement about his draft style, especially when 1 year, like to this year, everyone was significantly impacted in their search for the other teams. Maybe just no one piqued his interest. So, you know, I think you just have to be careful with what you read into that information. But it just was interesting to see that that he hasn't drafted anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that you think about then, what I looked at next was, well, maybe he's kind of saving them in his back pocket a little bit and looking at the UDFAs. And he has signed a number of players from the other group as UDFAs. In 2021, 3 out of the 9 projected to be signed UDFAs are from the other groups. 2020, 7 out of the 21, and 2019, 7 out of the 19. So at least 33% of the UDFA every year for the last 3 years. So I'm not sure what the NFL wide average is, but that's a pretty significant number. So
yeah, that's a big chunk, and it's a great point you make, because the Ravens were extremely short on slots for UDFAs at all. You made that during the draft, I remember, and I think it was you who were making the point that they'd probably be better off resetting some value into 2022, just because having a draft pick in 2022 would take a little bit of relief off that UDFA burden and the small number of slots they had.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be a tight roster this year for sure, and you know, they only had so many spots, so you know, the fact that they signed 3 people from the other schools in 2021 as UDFAs, that's pretty significant, especially considering that they didn't have necessarily as much tape on them. So
yeah, well, it's certainly, I would think it's very significant that they took 3 small school risks, given that. Let's talk about the other draft picks this year. So the guys who did go from small schools, all some pretty big names. Trey Lance overall at number 3 overall, and his left tackle as well went in the second round, the third round?
Let's see. He went in the second round, Dylan Reddance. Yep. So those were the first 2 taken. Just as a kind of reminder, this year there were only, it was only 8%, which, let's see, that is 10 players. So
20% of them from North Dakota State University.
Yep. Then you've got the third pick was, or the third earliest was Spencer Brown from UNI, then Quinn Miners from a real small school, Wisconsin Whitewater.
Did Miners go right after? So it was Brown went right before the Ravens drafted Cleveland at number 94. So it was 93, 94, I believe, for those 2 guys. And then Miners, was he 95 or somewhere?
It was 98. Yeah, 98 okay. To Denver. And then the next player was Ellerson Smith, mm-hmm. also from UNI. So 2 out of the first 5 were from North Dakota State, and then 2 out of the first 5 were from UNI. So even though, you know, it was a select couple of schools that from the small school or from the other group that were being selected from. Then we've got Robert Rochelle, a defensive back out of Central Arkansas, mm-hmm. in the 4th.
That's a team that actually played North Dakota State in their only game. I don't know if Central Arkansas had another player involved, but it's kind of funny to watch that game because I really wanted to watch some tape of Redduns in particular because I thought the Ravens might be in on Redduns. But it's very hard to judge him in terms of the competition. But Central Arkansas was probably about the best opponent they could have had. They were also a very good team, and they played him in the one game in the Fargo Dome. I don't even know Fargo had a dome, but they do. It's mostly for monster truck pulls and whatnot, but
there you go. Yeah, after that we get into some other names that I wasn't familiar with. Zach Davidson, a tight end out of Central Missouri. Mm-hmm. And then we drop all the way down, and that was the fifth round, and then we drop all the way down to the seventh round where there are three of them. We got Mike Strachan from Charleston, West Virginia, Larnell Coleman from UMass, and Chris Garrett from Concordia, St. Paul. Huh. You know, so three in the seventh round, that's really kind of what brought the percentage up. It would have been even further from what we had seen before. If you just look at the seventh round, the other schools represented 10% of round seven compared to a normal 12%. And versus round one to six, In 2021, it was 3% compared to the 8%. So, you know, it drops all the way from 8 to 3% for rounds one to six. So got to round seven and teams were probably taking a little bit more of a flyer. So,
right. And that's an interesting thing, you know, when you compare that to what the Ravens did in their draft, because they accumulated an extra fifth round pick, gave up their sixth round pick as part of that trade that reset value into 2021. And that was an interesting move by them, because I thought if there's ever a year where a seventh round pick might have value, maybe it's more this year when you know, you get the guy you like from a small school without having to go through that BS UDFA process and let somebody outbid you for him. With your limited dollars you have available in that pool, you can actually get him. And the Ravens ended up using that fifth round pick on Ben Mason, who I'm not going to say that the pick is terrible in terms of if you want to try and replace Patrick Ricard a year from now. I just don't know how structurally the Ravens are going to be able to do it, because Ben Mason, I don't see a spot for him on the roster this year, which means they'll have to try and sneak him by on the practice squad, which probably means they could assign him as a UDFA to start for with. So I come back through this and I have a hard time understanding the economy of that pick as opposed to, maybe trading it again and seeing if you get a fifth next year for a fifth this year, which is, by the way, not the normal way that trading would be done.
Right. Yeah, it was an interesting pick. We'll see what it shakes out with and what he's able to do with the team. I think it's going to be a real tight squeeze with tight ends and fullbacks and all that mix there. So, it's going to be interesting. Like you had said, you know, sometimes injuries solve that problem with the roster crunch. I hope that's not the case this year, but you never know. So they liked him. I think, that's something to look at.
All the soft tissue injuries you tend to get, particularly with wide receivers. I think we're going to have it figured out for us how the wide receiver group shakes out. I hope the OTAs, you know, they just announced the schedule for that today, but I hope those provide the players a little more structure in terms of how they practice and trying to avoid injury during the off season and whatnot. Obviously last year there are problems with that, but they had the crutch of the 3-week disabled list. Injury
IR. Yep. Yeah. Injury reserve. Yep.
But they don't have that this year. So now it's going to be a new way of having to figure out, you know, again, who do you try and sneak through on IR for a year if you have to do that? And hopefully the Ravens know what they're doing and can get that figured out and manage their roster.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be hopefully gets back to more normal preseason this year and get to watch some of the young guys play and see how it all shakes out. But
all right. Always love doing these analytic topics with you, Dan. Anytime you've got new material, and this is great stuff. Love to have you on. Other folks out there, if you're have your own idea for an episode, please contact me via Twitter in particular. We're into that sweet spot in the year where I'd love to have you on. Lots of free time to do episodes on analytics, what you think about some specific thing. Try and make the topic specific. Try and give me about three bullet points about what you want to talk about, and we'll be happy to do it. Dan, thanks again for joining us today.
And my pleasure.
We'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.